The signed understanding between the U.S. and Iran has raised as many questions as it has provided answers. But since the war began more than 100 days ago, it's the closest to a mutual agreement the public has seen. With fine details of negotiations still unknown, Wisconsin Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin reacted with support and skepticism.
No matter how many votes we had to try and limit the president's power here, the American people have a say in this, and I would say the American people, by and large, overwhelming a majority, did not want President Trump to introduce the type of ground troops to completely defeat the Revolutionary Guard and the brutal dictators of Iran. So here we are. Again, I don't know what's in the memorandum of understanding. We can always go back in. The minute they make a move toward their nuclear sites, you know, we can bomb them again. We can try and work with them.
He needs to show the American people what is in this agreement, what our plan is to reach a real long-term peace deal, and explain how any of us are better off now compared to 3.5 months ago. Until a long-term peace agreement is signed and sealed and any nuclear agreement is delivered to Congress, I'm going to continue to do my job and force the Senate to vote to stop this war.